Receive light, and walk in it, July 22. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. NKJV. There is one thing in this world which is the greatest object of Christ's solicitude. It is His church on earth, for its members should be representatives, in spirit and character, of Him. The world is to recognize in them the representatives of Christianity, the depository of sacred truths in which is stored the most precious jewels for the enrichment of others. Through the ages of moral darkness and error, through centuries of strife and persecution, the Church of Christ has been as a city set on a hill. From age to age, through successive generations to the present time, the pure doctrines of the Bible have been unfolding within its borders. But in order that the Church on earth may be an educating power in the world, it must cooperate with the Church in heaven. The hearts of those who are members of the Church must be open to receive every ray of light that God shall choose to impart. God has light to impart to us according to our ability to receive, and as we receive the light, we shall be capable of receiving more and more of the rays of the Sun of Righteousness. Every one of us is upon probation, in school, where we are required to be diligent students. It is enjoined upon us to walk in the light, as Christ is in the light. It is by walking in the light that we learn of God, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. These are the words of him who was with the Father before the world was, and he uttered these words while praying for all those who should believe in God through the words of his disciples. To know God in his works is true science. Let us follow on to know the Lord till we shall know that his goings forth are prepared as the morning. Faithful souls have constituted the Church of God on earth, and he has taken them into covenant relation with himself, uniting his Church on earth with his Church in heaven. He has sent forth heavenly angels to minister to his Church, and the gates of hell have not been able to prevail against his people.